Hi, my name is Sydney Inouye.
I'm Cole Zaleski.
And today we are going to be doing the second COVID-19 interview.
Today is Wednesday, December 8th, and it is 3 p.m.
Yes. And Cole, do you consent to be interviewed for the COVID-19 archive project?
Yes.
And then I consent as well. Okay, so Cole, first of all, what information about past pandemics have you applied to the way you look at COVID-19?
I think that smallpox definitely has, I think, the most weight in terms of my understanding and perception of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Just in terms of what we learned from public reactions, in terms of mask mandates and reactions to that. And there are just a lot of similarities between Spanish flu,
mm-hmm.
and COVID.
Yeah, especially I noticed with, like, I remember when we were reading the article about, like, the anti-masking in general. I feel like in general, or like oftentimes in pandemics, society tends to push back and react in like skepticism, which is like completely like a normal response in terms of like such a time with fear, like uncertainty, and also like the government doesn't really know what's going on either, so it's just a very confusing time. So I have also noticed that same behavior.
Yeah.
And then compared to other pandemics, how does COVID-19 differ?
Well, I mean, obviously we're living in a modern world, so the influence of technology is very, very major. And just media and getting news across quickly, that
mm-hmm.
I think that's what really differentiates COVID from most other pandemics in history. It's just that global interconnectedness and that sort of immediate information flow.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then last question for you is, how has public health and science improved over the years as a result of the pandemic?
There are a lot of ways that this could go. I mean, mm-hmm. scientifically, we have the creation of the vaccine from
mm-hmm.
smallpox and cowpox.
Yes.
But I think that overall we've really kept a pretty sort of stagnant
mm-hmm.
method for dealing with pandemics, just people going to quarantine
yeah.
and the use of masks in just the last century.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I remember, especially, that was a good point, when we were first talking about the bubonic plague, and, like, they still use methods like quarantine and contact tracing, right?
Yeah.
And we definitely use those methods of, like, public health today in trying to contain COVID-19, so
yeah.
That was a good point.
Okay, so for you, has college been everything you expected it to be, given that we are in a pandemic?
I definitely think it almost feels too normal to a certain extent. Obviously, we're all wearing masks, but, you know, we're in person. And I think at times it could be, like, you could somewhat forget about the pandemic, which is why I thought it was very important when I took this class, because it kind of helped shift my focus and be like, okay, we're in college, like, it's time you're on your own. But at the same time, we're also dealing with a public health crisis, and there's certain measures we need to follow. And so I think, in general, it definitely has, like, I think the class has been, like, a good refresher and also helped, like, improve my, I guess, knowledge about, like, certain vocabulary about the pandemic as well.
Yeah. No, it's definitely weird. I live around here, so I can kind of go back and forth. And seeing how people not in the city and not in college are handling the pandemic is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's more similar to how it was over the summer than
mm-hmm.
it is in the
yeah.
city.
I do remember initially, though, when, like, everyone was getting sick and,
yeah.
like, coughing, I had this, like, almost, like, fear, like, conditioned fear of coughing. So, like, I was never really aware of it in, like, you know, elementary school, middle school, high school, but, like, especially during, like, cold flu season, but now I was, like, very, like, attuned. I think that's definitely, like, a result of the pandemic and, like, how it's, like, impacted my view.
Yeah.
College, but definitely has, like, subsided.
Yeah. So after taking this course and learning information about prior pandemics, do you treat COVID-19 any differently? Are you more serious or laid back?
There's one fact, I guess, that we learned, or, like, vocab that really stuck out with me, is we learned about the R number, right, which is, like, the average number of people an infected individual can spread the disease to. And so, especially at the time when, like, the Delta variant was coming out, and there's also the original COVID strain, like, I was reading an article about it, and they actually started, like, comparing the R number, and it was, like, a weird moment. I was like, oh my god, wait, I can apply this knowledge, which obviously, like, I've had a bunch of other, like, of those, like, little moments applying knowledge I've learned from this class, but especially with the R number, and I think it helped me kind of, you know, come into realization of, like, okay, like, we have to be a lot more cautious with, like, certain variants, and also just, like, comparing just how infectious each COVID strain is. And I definitely say I'm more serious. I mean, I was coming into college, I was very serious. I think also this has led me to, like, have a greater understanding of the pandemic and, like, just the various factors and, like, impacts this has on society and, like, socioeconomic factors, as well as, like, public health as well. And, like, I've gained a lot more appreciation for, like, the science behind, you know, the creation of vaccines and just how long it took to get them approved. And, like, I also remember I was seeing a lot of similarities between the smallpox inoculation controversy and now. So
yeah.
I think I've definitely taken more serious but also, like, appreciative perspective.
Yeah,
I think that's pretty much it. Thank you for listening to our interview.